Let's continue. So we're on Samach in Kedushin, right? Okay, so we've got the case over here of Rabbi Yochanan that afilu mea tofsin bo. Correct? All right. So one thing. Let's take one case. Let's take one point first. There's a little the top toast over here. Okay. Take a look in the. So he says like this. Pirish, got it?
Yeah.
I know he didn't tell you that. He says Pirish da konen umeshiren. They're kona and they're leaving over. Right. That's what they're doing. Sharei hamikadesh ratzlom me'achshav. Yaschilu hakidushin, right? Similar to like the way the Ramban and the Ritva are learning. That it's some strange idea that the kiddushin is starting now. Ulachar yom shloshim yom yigmaru, right? In other words, it's some new idea. It's not completely a me'achshav, which would mean the ma'aseh kiddushin is complete from now, provided the condition is fulfilled, and it's not a idea of al tanai, which means nothing is until the completion of the tanai. It's some quasi state of starting and finishing. Okay. Upirish bekuntris the lekel amemar at the time the Rebbe Yochanan mishum the kazover the mesafkale, right? Because then lashon tofsin is not proper. Okay. Mlishna de tofsin mashma de sviri le shiesh bekulon tzad kedushin. It implies each one has a certain facet of kedushin. Vim tomar, here this is the point, listen to this. Vim tomar amai amrinan hocho de mikudeshes. How come over here we say it's mikudeshes? In other words, basically we're saying that the woman is married, she has a tzad kedushin to 100 different people. So how are we saying over here it's mikudeshes? V'ha omar le'el b'perakama ha'omer le'isha chatziyayach mikudeshesli. If a man says to the woman, half of you is married to me. Right? Half of you is married to me. Eina mikudeshes. So what is that Gemara? Because the Gemara says over there, it's at the bottom, he says, Hiskadshi li lechatz, yeah, mikudeshus li ena mikudeshus. Why? Because it says, Isha, the ena, Isha om Rachmana, velo chatzi Isha. Torah says, kiikach ish, Isha. Not if he takes half a woman. So, what's the difference? That's those, by the way. So, over here, you're telling me this woman is being divided up among 100 people, so each guy is getting a hundredth of a woman. So why is that different than chatziyayach? What?
What's he trying to do,
right? That's a good question. Okay. Good question. V'yesh lomar dohasam haynu tayim lefisha ein isha miskadeshes lichatzayin v'hu shayer beguf ha'isha aval hacha lo shayer beguf ha'isha klum ela gomrin kulam. Okay. Bikula. Yeah, so the Gemara says, in other words, it's like, over there, it's a different story. Over there, it's like the Gemara says, Ha'omer raglo shel zu ola.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's trying to be Mekadesh, literally, half of the woman.
Not like a timeshare. I thought it was like a timeshare.
Not a timeshare. In other words, you're right, you know, your body from the, your right half of your body will be married to me. Your left half of your body will be oh, free to someone else. In other words, the cheftza of the woman is the guf of the isha is impossible to split. There's no such thing as the chalos, kedushin being chal on part of the woman. You understand? The chalos itself is toface the entire isha. There's no such thing as like by kudshim I could say. The leg of the animal will have the same kudshim. So the chalos kudshim can be chal on part of the animal. There's no such thing like
that works.
And that would work. How would you do it? You'd have to sell it and use that money for, you have to be poded basically. But the point is over here, Tosa is just trying to make it clear that this is not, you can't divide up the woman into parts and marry parts of her. So the chalos has to be chal on her entire person. Okay? So it's not like we're leaving a place for, it's not like each guy's chalos is only chal on part of her. So it leaves room for another guy's chalos to be on part. No. The nature of the chalos has to be toe-faced, the complete isha. But yet, we're still saying there's a tzad that he's leaving over. I'm just trying to show you, don't look for the tzad, don't look at it physically, that he's like physically leaving over, like the bricklayer. Like he's physically leaving over a spot in the woman that he wasn't mekadesh. There's no such thing as the shame ishus on 60% of her body. Okay. Okay. So what is it then? So what is going on though? Right. What is going on? Yeah. Did the Gemara? All right. So let's just finish up the Gemara. So the Gemara is like this. Meisiv Rav Chanina. Okay. So if Chanina asks the question from a brisa, if a person says, Mehayom ula acha misa, if the man says to his wife, he's dying, I guess, right? So he says, this will be a get for you. Mehayom ula acha misa. So that's exactly the same lashon that we have. It's exactly Me'achshav ula acha shloshim yom. What? Because he doesn't want it to be 30 days. He wants it to be upon his death. Same thing. Me'ayom or me'achshav is the same thing. And la'achar shloshim yom and la'achar miso is the same thing. So what does the Brisa say? He says it's a get and it's not a get. So what does that mean? Suffolk. Right? It means a suffolk. So what do we do? If he dies, so what's the suffolk? Just have to translate the suffolk of the get into the suffolk of Yibam. So basically, it's the reverse. If it's a get, then she can't do Yibam, right? And if it's not a get, she can do Yibam. Okay? Now, whenever you can do Yibam, you can do Chalitza. And whenever you can't do Yibam, there's no such thing as Chalitza. Right? Correct? Chalitza is just a way out of the Zika of the Yibam. So what do? So we say she does chalitza and not yibam. Okay. Now why does that make sense? Choletzes shema eino get. So maybe it wasn't a get. And maybe she really is tied to this brother. So she has to do chalitza to break the zikas yibam. Right? But she can't do yibam because shema get who? Maybe it was a get. And maybe she's a grusha. And there'll be an Isra of Eishasach. Right? So a woman who has a Suffolk get also now has a Suffolk Yibam. So she has to deal with the Yibam, but can't execute Yibam. Right? She's got to get out of the Yibam. She has to do Chalitza. And she can't do the Yibam because maybe there was no Chi of Yibam. If there's no Chi of Yibam, it's an Isra Karis of Eishasach. So she must do Chalitza. That's the resolution. Okay, good. So what is the suffix? If it was me'achshav, it's a good get. Right? They were divorced from when he was still alive. But if it's a chazara, and it's me'achar, and it's what? And it's la'achar misa, there's no such thing as a get la'achar misa. That's the problem. If a guy says, this get will be good upon my death, that's not a get. Has to be from when he was alive he gave her the get. Yeah.
Isn't there a Gemara in Gittin where that's like the case?
It would have to be a Tanai from beforehand.
And it's like effectuated right as he's dying?
So that's the problem. If it was a get, if it was Tanai, then it wouldn't be, if it was a Chazar, it wouldn't be a get. So that's what the Gemara says. So it works out for Rav, it makes sense. Because Rav learned it's a suffix. Right? That's exactly Rav. It's a suffix. So Bishlamo le Rav Misayele. Lishmuel Nami, it's the Rabbanan. We didn't really go into Shmuel, but Shmuel held the Rabbanan were Mesupik, and Rebbe was held it was definitely tonight. But El Rabbanan.
When we say the Shmuel Nami, we're saying Shmuel's holding what?
He can work it out, because he holds, Shmuel holds, Shmuel's Shita was
that
according to Rebbe it's a Tanai, but the Rabbanan were Mesupik. Okay. So. What's that?
That's open, that's not a Shmuel.
He says, L'rav mesafka le'i tanai havi chazor havi l'shmuel pshita le'i de tanai havi. It was according to Rav, Rebbe, right? According to Rav, how's it go?
Like on the previous page, it says, the tani v'hayom l'achar misa get and you get there in the chaman, Rebbe Omer is a get.
Correct. I mean, I got it backwards. I mean, according to Shmuel, the Rabbanan are Mesupik about it, right? And Rebbe holds it's definitely a Tanai. No?
I think everybody will do that. It's just the Bryson. The Chachamim say that that's a Safek. Or you're saying Rav learns that differently? Is that Bryson?
Hold on. For Rav, it's fine. In other words, for Rav, it's the Halacha. It's going to the Rabbanan, right? Shmuel holds what? Shmuel himself holds like Rebbe, right? That it's not a suffix, it's a tanai. So that's what we're going to be saying. For Shmuel also, you'll have to say, he'll say it's the Rabbanan, right? L'Shmuel nami hamani Rabbanani. He'll say, this is the sheet of the Rabbanan, and I hold like Rebbe. So it's not a kash on him, because there is a Tana that holds this way. El Rabbi Yochanan, Domar Shiura Havi, Kol Gita the Mishayer Bavalo Klumi, Yevumi Miyavim. Okay, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns this kind of a Lashon, and now the Gemara uses the term, it's Mishayer. So now it's going to turn out this is a Mishayer Beget. How is it Mishayer Beget? Because the get is leaving out 30 whatever time between the giving and the death are excluded from the krisis of the get. In other words, since he gives it now, and it's really chal now, but it's chal with like a with it's chal with a with an absence.
On visa.
Well. We've got to think about things a little differently now. In other words, with me, Gil?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I give the get, if a person gives the get al tanai, the when is it really chal? It's really chal when the tanai is completed, right? Okay. But this get, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not that way. It's really chal now, but it's chal, the way it's chal is by carving out a time period that the get itself doesn't apply. That is its chalos. It means to say, it's given covering 99% of the time. Right now it's given and it covers 99% of the time. What percent does it leave out? It leaves out the 1% of the time that he's still alive. No?
It leaves out when he's alive.
It leaves it out. The get does not work when I'm still alive. So it's like he is carving out a portion of the krisis of the get that he's giving her. The full Maisa krisis would cover this moment forward in perpetuity, right? The get that he's giving is really chal now, but this is the term of the get. The term of the get is the chalos of the gittin that I'm giving you doesn't cover the time that I'm alive. Similar to saying the get that I'm giving you doesn't cover ploni. Instead of excluding a person, it's excluding a certain amount of time. That's the plain shot here, right? And therefore, the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yochanan definitely agrees that there's no shiur beget, so it should be vaday, not a get. Whatever shiur hanky-panky he's pulling with Kedushin, we know for sure he doesn't have that by get. We only have the question if there's a hekesh from Kedushin to get. But vaday by gittin, we hold like the Rabbanon, that shiur beget is possible. So if I give a get that has a gap in the get, not a delay in the chalos, an actual gap in the get.
What's the gap in the get?
The gap in the get is the time that the husband is still alive. That's a gap in the get. Mind the gap.
Wait, and he's saying this get is effective once I'm dead?
Nope. It's effective now, but the croesus of the get is not absolute. It's not
complete. So he holds that you can't have almanas.
Nope. Three distinct concepts, okay? One is almanas means this is a full 100% genuine nesinas haget if such and such occurs.
Okay?
When such and such occurs, we go back in time and we look at it like it was just a get that without any conditions attached. It was chal, absolutely seamlessly, from the moment he gave it, full gerushin.
Retroactively. Okay.
Then possibility number two is, he says, here is your get. The chalos of this get shall take place when such and such occurs. All tonight.
Not
retroactive, not a get at all right now. There's a delay, there's a maisa gerushin, but there's a delay in the chalos.
Okay?
That's al tanai. Hareze giteich, al tanai shetitni limasayim says, not me'achshav. Right? He does not say me'achshav. It's b'nei gad and b'nei ruvain. Okay? So therefore, the chalos of the gerushin is absolutely a complete chalos, but it's not going to be chal until the contingency is fulfilled. Okay? So then it'll come out, we'll go back in time, and we could say, okay, there was a somewhat, normally the chalos is immediate with the maisa. This one was a little different. The chalos was 30 days after the maisa. But what was the chalos? It was a full, absolute, complete thing. Right? And if he wanted to change his mind, he could retract it before the chalos, right? Or like in the Kedushin case, if somebody wanted to marry her in the interim, they would marry her and he would be gone, right? But Rabbi Yochanan has a different concept. That it's not that it's limafreya, okay? It's not that it's that the chalos is waiting and tola and hanging for the trigger. It's that it's now, but it's chal with a deficiency. It's chal in an incomplete way. For just like if a man were to give his wife a get and say, you are divorced from me and mutter to everybody chutz mi ploni, what kind of a get would that be? An immediate chalos of an incomplete get. What's incomplete? A person is left out. So too here, when the man gives his wife a get and he says, here is a get, hare at muteres lechol adam, me'achshav ula'achar. How's it go? What's the terminology? Me'ayom ula'achar misa. He's saying, here is your get. It's chal right now, but it's deficient because instead of leaving out a person, it leaves out a segment of time. But there's no difference between a person being left out and a segment of time being left out. A get is really complete, that it should apply to every individual and for all time. So you can be Mashiach an individual, or you can be Mashiach a time. Okay? But either way, it's considered a shiur beget. Now, even though Rabbi Yochanan says shiur bekedushin is okay, he doesn't say shiur beget is okay. So this should be simply a violation of krisus. Just like we said, if you gave it chutz mi ploni, it's just like saying, here is your get, chutz mi esar yamim. It's not al tanai esar yamim. It's not me'achshav after 10 days. It is now. But what kind of a get is it? It's a get that doesn't cover all time. Why is time different to you than people? Days. Okay? So the Gemara's question of Rabbi Yochanan is, it shouldn't be a suffix, it should be a vaday not get. What does it mean it's a get ve'eno get? Why should she have to do chalitza? It should be a zero. She should have to do yibum. She should be able to do yibum. Because according to Rav, it is a suffix if it's good. Because if it was me'achshav, it would be good. If it was a chazara, it would be no good. So we have no... Exactly. Yochanan's not learning their cases of suffix. They're cases of shiur. Yeah, use the same lashon. Mehayom ulachar misa. It's just like me'achshav ulachar shloshim yom. Yes, it's exactly right. They're arguing on exactly that case. Yes.
And there he says they're all tofsin.
And therefore it means that when the guy in the middle marries her, he didn't knock out the first guy because the first guy had a kiddushin chal already. It just was a kiddushin that was chal with leaving over space for another guy to come in. So it was chal like a brick. Exactly.
So he should also accept it by...
But we know for sure that he doesn't accept it by gittin.
Oh, that's the question.
And that's the question.
Because he holds it is eno get.
Exactly. But yet the Brisa says... The Brisa says get the eno get. And Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way he understands the deal of Mei Achshav Ulachar is not a suffix, it's a shiur b'maisa. So by Kedushin, okay, we don't have a question on him from Kedushin, but we should have a question on him from Gittin, because everybody holds like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan definitely say shiur beget is ain't no get. So how could he say it's a get b'suffix? Okay.
Wait, how can you say it's a get b'suffik?
That's right.
I thought you were saying the Rabbanon were saying it's a get b'suffik. Were Chanina is quoting the Rabbanon? Or Rav Chanina? I thought he was quoting the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon are saying it's get
b'suffik. Rav Chanina is quoting a Braisa. Okay, the Braisa says... What's that? Who, Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rav or like Shmuel. He holds the halacha is that it is a... what do you mean by Rebbe? You mean how is he learning these other braises from before? You can't say that. Those Rebbe learns the Rabbanon themselves when they say... the shita of kiddushin it all goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says by kiddushin it's mikudeshus ve'ena mikudeshus, right? Rav and Shmuel take that to mean suffix. Yeah, they take that to mean suffix. Right. Question of when is a suffix. Right. 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 No, okay, fine. So Rav takes it to mean the suffix me olam, because we're still we got the language. Shmuel takes it to mean it's definitely a Tanai, correct? And we just don't know if the condition is going to be fulfilled or not. But the point is, Rabbi Yochanan is learning it that this does not mean suffix at all.
It's good.
It means it's good. It's good, no, the Kedushin case. He's learning the language of Me'ayom ul'achar shloshim, Me'achshav ul'achar shloshim yom does not imply suffix, it implies shiur. That is his shita. Okay? That's a shita. Hold on. What does it mean? The Rishonim go into what does it mean? Mikudesh is ve'ena mikudesh is according to him. That's a problem, but it doesn't really mean mikudesh is ve'ena mikudesh, right? It means they all have a tfisas kedushin in her. Okay. Now the Gemara is saying, given the interpretation that he has in kedushin, it will be impossible for him to work out the case by Gittin. Because he's learning that every Tana, he's learning there's no Tana that thinks the language of Me'ach Shavul Achar is a language of Suffolk. They either learn it, I guess like Rebbe, that it's a full Tanai, or they learn it like it's a Shi or Bekedushin. No, and by Kedushin, it'll have the phenomenon of married to both. But now when the Gemara says, but if you apply it to Gittin, it won't work. But yet the Brisa does apply it to Gittin. So you see, that can't be how they're learning Kedushin. Because who says by Gittin, how is it possible to take the idea of Shir B'Kedushin and apply it to Gittin? Shmuel's not a problem because he just happens to hold like Rebbe. But he agrees the Rabbanan are learning that it's a suffix. So he'll say this Brisa is the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn anyone holds it's a suffix. He holds it's either like Rebbe or it's us or Mea Tovsimba. So how can he learn the Brisa by Gittin? It's not Rebbe because it says it's not a get. And if it was really the Rabbanan who hold Afilu Mea Tovsin Ba by Kedushin, that would be a problem of Krisis and Gittin. So he's just stuck. They're just telling him, no, it's a reductio ad absurdum argument, more or less, with Rabbi Yochanan. It's saying, if you're going to say this is really the sheet of the Rabbanan, then it's impossible for them to hold it's impossible to say that anyone is this to have anyone be the author of this brisa by Gittin, because the Rabbanan's position by Kedushin would never come out this way by Gittin. How is that possible? But yet we know this brisa is either Rebbe or the Rabbanan, so it can't be either one according to you. His idea by... No, it's Rabbi Yochanan's idea is not his own idea, Matt. I mean to say, he's attributing it to the Tanayim. And he's saying, this is the way the Tanayim interpret the statement of Me'ayom ul'achar. But if that's really how they interpret it by Kedushin, then that's how it should be interpreted by Gerushin. But if it's interpreted that way by Gerushin, it should definitely be a get puzzle. Or anal get, right? And there should, and she should be allowed to do yibum. She should be allowed to do yibum. And you shouldn't call it get, but anal get. So Rash is, Rabbanon, right, Mefreya, yeah. Okay, so that's the question of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava. Is that what we're up to? Yeah, so he says, Havi kol el Rabbi Yochanan damar shiura havi. So he's learning the Lashon, not a Lashon of Suffolk, but a Lashon of a Vadai Shiura. So then, when you apply it to get, it should be a problem of get. Call Gita the Mishayer Bavalo Klomu. Any get that's Mishayer, and that's what Rashi says, Dom Rachmana Krisus. So any get that's Mishayer is nothing because you need Krisus. So then, Yivumi Miyabim, let her do Yivim. Let her do Yivim. Okay? Now, Rava says something really strange. Rava says, get lahotzi umisa lahotzi. He says, no, it goes like this. It's true, it means shiur. And it's true shiur because it's a problem, but here it's not a problem. Why? Because the get takes her out of his rishus. Right? So he gave her this partial get, it takes her out of his rishus. And Yibum and Misa takes him out of this Rishus. Ma Sheshayer get Gomroso Misa. It's inexplicable practically. Whatever the get left out, the Misa completes. How is that even an answer? Yeah.
It's effectuated at his death.
But what about the Shiur beget? So Abaye says, what are you talking about? Abaye says, what are you talking about? Over there, the get is motzi from the rishus of the yavam. In other words, when he gives the get, it takes her away from Yibam. But Misa gives her to Yibam. So you can't say they're working together. All right, let's leave that problem alone. The Ramban tries to work out what that means. But anyway, so that's basically the end of the story. I want to see how it works out. Chesron, ready? Elam Rabaye, this is how it works. Hosam my time, Gzeira. Really, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan is learning it's not a get at all. And you asked me why we can't do Yibum. That's simply a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Mishum mehayom im meisi areze get. Okay? So in other words, like this. There's two ways the guy can make the Tanai. The guy can make the get. He can say mehayom ulachar misa, or he can say mehayom im meisi. If he says mehayom im meisi, then it's definitely good lemafreya. And then what would she be able to do? Nothing. She would not be able to do yibum. So if a man says mehayom im meisi, then she may not do Yibam, because it's a good get. So therefore, if he says Mehayom ulachar Misa, it sounds sort of the same. So we're worried that if we let her do Yibam when he says Mehayom ulachar Misa, maybe she'll do Yibam if he says Mehayom im Meisi. Because people are not so sophisticated. So we don't want to get people confused. So you're right. Ein hachanami, it's a zero get. And she really could do Yibam Ikar Adin. But since this type of a get is close to a get that really is good, and if the get is really good, Yibam would be an Isser, we don't let her do Yibam in this case, ought to the get that she would be Usser to do Yibam on. Okay? It's a little more complicated, a few more complicated lines, but I think we can stop now. Right? Okay. But what's difficult over here is it seems very clear. I mean, it seems clear that Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he's learning that what? That this is a shiur beget, and therefore it's a shiur bekedushin. And the Gemara's question, how would shiur begitin produce a suffolk? The Gemara's answer is, no, it doesn't produce a suffolk. It's completely bottle because of creases. But it does seem to imply that it's a shiur it would be shiur b'kedushin. So that brings us to our problem. How could you say shiur b'kedushin is good? We concluded in Gittin, v'yatzav ha'yasa, that just like it's pasul if you're mashayar b'get, it's pasul if you're mashayar b'kedushin.
I guess he learns.
Okay, so that's the question. how is this simultaneously a shir b'kedushin and not a problem of yotzev ha'isa? Okay, that's the basic question. So I told you it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Ravid learns in Achanami, it's exactly like saying areya mekudeshesli the asur l'chol adam chutz miploni, and it's exactly the case that Rabbi Ami concluded in Gittin that would be not a kedushin. And Rabbi Yochanan is learning like Rabbi Ami's question that that all you need by kedushin is a kinyan kol do. So that's the easy way out, right? It's just saying that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold shiur b'kedushin is a problem. Everyone agrees shiur b'gittin is a problem because of the pasuk of krisis. But whether shiur b'kedushin is a problem depends on the hekesh. So if you don't learn the hekesh, then the rabbanan hold kinyan kol du is enough. And if you do learn the hekesh, then shiur is a psul. So the Gemara seems to conclude over there in Gittin that it's yatzav ha'isa, but it's not so pashut over there. Not so pashut over there. And maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that that all you need is king and kol du. Okay? But the Ramban and the Ritva try to work it out that it's a different type of a shiur beget, kedushin. Okay? So we'll get to that later. So he said like this. So the Ramban says, V'kashalon, kevan de shiurahu, kidamrinan kol gita de mishayir be lav klumhu, kiddushi nami lo avi kiddushi. The kiddushin should be no good. The kol kiddushi de mishayir bu lav kiddushin ninu. Tochi pashtinan begemara perkamagaresh midachsev yotzav ha'isa. So it should be no good. V'galamemar vaday kiddushi de mishayir bu shiur gomor kigon chutz meish ploni lav kiddushin ninu. There's no doubt that if the kiddushin has a real shiur gomor, like leaving ploni out of the picture, that would definitely not be kiddushin. Aval hacha shiura leise ella ad shloshim yom. What does that mean? Here the shiur is only for 30 days. Right, mi achshav ulachar shloshim yom. Hilkach me achshav heim cholim. They are chal now. The gomri l'achar shloshim, and they finish after 30. V'amru b'yushalmi kol shloshim yom kone ve'eno kone. For 30 days, all of those 30 days, he is kone and not kone. La'achar shloshim yom, kone kinyan gomor. So the Yerushalmi is trying to describe this idea that the Ramban refers to, the Tosus refers to, the Ritva refers to, this very strange idea of starting and finishing. It's a new concept. Up till now we've had starting l'mafreya, or we had starting with a delay. Right, in other words, the chalos is either l'mafreya from now, the chalos is either delayed until the future, but the chalos itself is immediate. I mean, the chalos itself is an indivisible phenomenon. Here they're saying it's like the chalos itself diffuses through her slowly. It's like it descends upon her slowly. It started and it hasn't finished. And therefore what? Since it started, let's just talk it over. I mean, what does that mean? Since it started, the initial guy can't be knocked out. But since it hasn't completed, someone else can come in.
Well, so then he could be knocked out, though. I mean,
let's see a little further. Aval hamagaresh me'achshav ulachar misa. Kevan shel achar misa eino zman kiddushin v'gerishin. So why can't we do the same trick by death? Why can't we do the same thing by death? We'll say it's starting to be chal now. The gerishin is starting to be chal now. In other words, let's be very careful, okay? Let's be smart about this, right? The Ramban is saying now a very, very important thing. What's he saying? He's saying there's only one interpretation of Shiur. Okay, let's just get this clear. He's saying that Shiur is always a problem, whether it's in the Get or whether it's in the Kedushin. Correct? It's not like the Ravid, that the Rabbi Yochanan is not holding from Shiur B'Kedushin. No. Shiur beget is possible, and the Yotzav HaYisa means the exact same Shiur beget is possible by Kedushin. So why is this not possible by the Kedushin? Because this is not the Shiur that we're talking about. The Shiur that we're talking about is in the very thing that is Chal. In other words, the thing that's Chal is an incomplete Chalos. Meaning to say, it's chal on everybody but so-and-so. Okay? And by Kedushin, that would also be a psul. But that's not what he's doing. What he's doing over here is he's saying, I'm going to give you a full Kedushin, but it's chal slowly. That, he's saying, is not called a Shiur B'Kedushin. Shiur B'Kedushin is in the substance of the Kedushin. The thing that's Chal can't be Chal with a defect in it. That's Shiur. That I'm trying to carve out somebody from from Ishus itself. Now, my Ishus is not a complete Ishus that I'm giving to you. I'm giving you an Ishus excluding Ploni. That's different. That would be a Shiur B'Kedushin. But here, the Kedushin, if I were to ask you what kind of a Kedushin is it that is being Chal, I would have to say it's an absolute, complete Kedushin. But it's Chal over time. That's not called a Shiur B'Kedushin. Now we can say it, right? And we can make that chiluk, but it's very hard to understand what that means, that it's chal slowly. And it's not like Tosus. It's not like it's chal starts at her tip of her head and slowly descends to her toes, because that would be like marrying half a woman. It's sort of like it gets brighter and brighter.
But it's not ending?
So, it's weird. It's exactly like the Yerushalmi says it. Couldn't have said it better. It's kone ve'eno kone. I don't know. But it means to say that he can never get knocked out because it was chal. But since it wasn't completely chal yet, someone else's Maisa Kedushin is still possible. But hold on. This is something we have to think about. But hold on. Here's the very interesting thing. Now the Ramban flips it back onto Gerushin. So he says, so now that we're saying this would work by Kedushin, this should also work by Gerushin. Right? And if a man says to his wife, you are divorced, mehayom ulachar ex, it's fine. That's not a shiur beget. Oh, so why does the Gemara say, when he gives it to her, Me'ayom ula'achar misa, that it's shiur beget? No, it's not a shiur beget. It's a full get that's being chal slowly. Right? If you use that answer for the Kedushin, and you're saying Kedushin is just like the Gerushin, so it should work by the Gerushin too. So that's why the Ramban says, he says, "Oval b'megareish me'achshav ulachar misa." He uses the word me'achshav. Kevan shelachar misa eino zman kedushin v'gerushin. V'kol zman shehu bechayim lo gireish gerushin gemurin. Shiur Gomorhu. Unbelievable. Shere calls man shehu chai shayar ulaachar misa eino gomer she eino yochol legarish velo ligmar. I don't know why he says kiddushin gerishin. So what's his answer? It's fantastic. I mean, the way he works this out, he's saying that no, if you make the final chalos contingent on your death, it's not going to work out, because you can never do that last step when you're dead, right? So then it's going to be, there's always a little bit of the gerushin that's not able to be completed. Whatever needs to be completed upon the death is impossible to be completed. So now it turns out it's given in a way that it will permanently never fully be chal. That would be a shayar beget.
And that's possible?
And then it would be zero. But by the kiddushin, it's good. And he says if you would do kiddushin in the same way, it would also be no good. If you would say, marry me on condition, marry me me'ayom ulachar misa, it also would be no kiddushin. Because the finishing is impossible. So now let's get it straight. So now he's saying there will be two different shiur beget. One is where the chalos itself is deficient. It's not a complete chalos in the description of what it is that's chal. It's not complete. Or in when it's chal, it's not complete. But as long as it will ultimately be fully chal, and what is chal will be a complete entity, we don't call that a problem of shir beget. And we don't call it a problem of shir begerishin. And that's what Rava was trying to work out. That somehow the Misa can finish off what was left undone by the get, by the chalos. It's very funny, Ramban. Like, he clearly doesn't think it makes much sense what Rava is saying. And he just says, this is the best I can do to defend him. But it's interesting. Strange new world. So what is the machlokas between the Ravid and the Ramban? I know we don't fully understand what the Ramban is saying, but we can at least put together the machlokas a little bit. So let me just put it, let's define what they're arguing about. They're arguing like this. Anybody want to try? What are they arguing on? I mean, basically they're arguing if this type of a shear, this delayed implementation of the full kiddushin is the same as a full-fledged shiur b'kiddushin or not. According to the Ravid, once we say shiur b'kiddushin is no good, this is exactly also no good. And according to the Ramban, this is very different. Now, who makes more sense to you? Can't get this one wrong.
Or are you going to say?
So we've got it solved. Because someone said the Ravid, and I'll say the Ramban. Because what did we say? The problem of shiur b'kiddushin is that you need a kinyan ma'alya. Right? It means to say that the type of kinyan of kiddushin is not a piecemeal kiddushin. It's not just simply creating an iser. It's a kiddushin. It has to be tofes the full institution of ishus. So you have to look at what type of a kinyan is it. That's the Ramban svar. He says shiur b'kiddushin means that you're not engaging the ishus in a wholesale way. You're engaging it only an isser of ishus vis-a-vis this guy, an isser of ishus vis-a-vis that guy. That's a king koldu. But lamaskana we hold, you have to do a kiddushin gemurin, meaning to say that you have to, the chalos of your kiddushin has to be on the whole institution of ishus. But how it's chal, that's a different question. The inyan of The question of Kinyan Koldu versus Kinyan Ma'alya is a question of what is the type of chalos? What's the nature of the chalos? Is it on Isser or is it on the whole Ishus? But this is a separate question. Is there an idea of having the chalos come in slowly? That's not a psul of shir. Shir means that the definition of what Ishus is not a conglomeration of particular isurim. It's hare'at, the full woman's ishus. But this is separate. This is not in what, that's shiur in the institution of kedushin. You can't have a shiur in the very institution of what kedushin is. I can't say kedushin is when you're married to me and not us or to everybody. But that's what I'm proposing. I'm only proposing a full kedushin. I'm not proposing a deficient kedushin. So why should this be a problem of shiur b'kedushin? So apparently the Ravid holds that it's not just the institution of the kedushin, but there's also an idea of shiur b'kedushin in what? In the mice of the kedushin, right? In the mice of the kedushin. We have to think about it a little more. Now, as he says, it's more than just the what, it's also the how. The very maisa of the kedushin cannot be a maisa that is incomplete. So now, since the chalos is coming in slowly, in terms of the asiyas kedushin, there's a deficiency because it's not complete when it's not chal in a complete way. Being chal slowly is also a problem. But it's, huh?
How would you learn al tanai?
So al tanai is that it's not going to be chal until then. But when at the moment it's chal, it's either chal completely or not chal at all. There's no slow stepping into it. There's no slow stepping into it. There's no kona ve'eno kona. I mean, truthfully, however you think he's getting at it. In other words, according to the Ravid, Rabbi Yochanan is not so strange. Because he's like the Rashba explained. The Rashba is very funny. In all these sugyas, I noticed the Rashba just leaves things like questions. I don't know. But anyway, he has a lot of problems, a lot of questions. He doesn't find such answers to all the time. But the Rashba says, like, he likes the Ravid. He doesn't think this makes any sense, but the Ramban and the Ravid, he doesn't think this makes any sense. And he says the only way to make sense out of it is to learn it like the Ravid, and to learn it straight and simple. That he says to her, Hareyat mekudeshes li, v'asur l'chol ish, chutz mei ish mekadesh osach besoch shloshim yom. He's Meshayer, not Plony, but the guy who does X. It's just another form of doing, of leaving somebody out. Who is this Kedushin Aser you to? Anyone who doesn't offer you Kedushin in the next 30 days. But anyone who does, I'm leaving them out of our Kedushin. So it's no different than a plony. But it's not like this strange concept of... I mean, how is the concept of chalos subject to duration? That's what's so hard to understand. I can understand Lemafreya. After a long time, we finally got Lemafreya. I can understand pushing it off, but saying it like... bleeds in slowly, saying, what does that mean? What does that mean? Where is the kedushin? It's in, what does that mean? And then what happens? It'll be tofes to everybody?